idea on any of this.
We've got the names here, so let's stand and have a prayer and pledge allegiance to the unity of the country together. All right, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day, thank you for the cooler weather, the attendance here this morning from commissioners and interested folks. We just pray your blessing on this agenda, that we will make good decisions here for our health insurance, and we just thank you that we're able to provide this, Lord. We just pray for our community, and once again, thank you for the job that you have given us. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this was a, well, first of all, the 30th of October, and I threw together a quick meeting last Thursday afternoon so that we could make a decision here to approve or at least consider approving stop-loss insurance. We now have a proposal that Higginbotham Insurance has made us aware of. Steve Katz is here. As you'll recall, this is the one component that we did not have price on yet. We had not received bids the last time we made decisions on our county health insurance. So this will be a discussion regarding bids that Steve has brought to us today so that we can decide where to set our stop loss insurance and which company we think will provide the best deal for us. But item number one is, and again, it's the 30th of October 2017 at 9 a.m. And we have public comment time here for starters. I'll see if anyone wants to address the court on any non-agenda items. It doesn't appear so, so we'll move on into item two, stop loss insurance. Steve, welcome. Thank you for being here with us. Tell us what we need to know.
Okay, so your spreadsheet here, okay? We'll take a look at that in just a second. Just a real quick, just real quick overview of two types of insurance that you purchase. Number one is the specific stop loss insurance. That's the protection against any one big hit. Another component of that is the aggregating specific. Remember what that is? That's a separate bucket over here that has to be emptied before you're going to get any reimbursement. Okay. That's for any one big hit. It also includes, it could be multiple big hits, okay, that empty that bucket. And then you have your aggregate stop loss insurance, and that's the insurance that protects you from all of your claims, the total of all of your claims underneath your specific and your aggregating specific getting out of hand, okay? There's a limit on those claims too, okay? So, and I can expand on any of that if you want me to. So right now, if you look under your current column, this is your current stop-loss agreement with Zurich North American. You're currently at a $50,000 specific and a $60,000 aggregating specific. All right? And that's where we're going to spend most of our time this morning. We won't spend a whole lot of time on any of this, hopefully. But anyway, so your renewal based on the same specific levels, all right, 50 on the specific and 60 on the aggregating specific. If you'll kind of go down to the, just go on down to the where it says annual fixed cost. Okay, right now your total annual fixed cost expiring is that 387 number. Everybody with me?
Two components, $375,000 and about $12,000.
That's correct. So you got your specific premium and your annual aggregate premium. Gives you a total of $387,000. If you do nothing, if you renew with the same carrier, it's going from that $387,000 to that $524,000. That's a 35% increase. All right? They did give us an option, one more column over, going to a $60,000 specific deductible, leaving your aggregating specific at $60,000, gets you to $476,000. Everybody with me there? Okay.
So we have to have more than five.
Yeah.
Go ahead. If
about $17,000 off your renewal, okay?
That means if we get a, if we have anybody that goes over the 50, now they have to go over the 60 before they pay, so $10,000.
That's correct, okay? And based on those numbers there, to me, that would not be a good buy, okay? All right, so option four is changing carriers, which is one of the things I'm going to recommend, all right? So QBE is another stop-loss carrier that we represent. These numbers are firm through November the 7th, I believe, okay? So we'll make a decision today, hopefully. But anyway, they are a preferred vendor with UMR, which is a... is one of the things that we do want. We also had another alternate quote with Berkeley, and their numbers were pretty much on top of QBE, and we decided to, and UMR prefers QBE over Berkeley, so we're just recommending the QBE numbers, all right? So if you do nothing, if you leave your specific the same, your aggregating specific the same, their number is about a 19% increase. It gets you to 461. All right. So my recommendation, however, is going to be your last column. It would be increasing your deductible, your specific deductible to 60, and your aggregating specific to 70. Okay. It's going to get your premium down to $394, which is about a 2% increase in what you're paying now. Okay? And what that means is, of that $394, okay, when you go from a $60,000 aggregating specific to a $70,000 specific, it's a dollar-for-dollar trade. Okay? So $10,000 of that decrease is just the fact that you're going from a $60,000 to a $70,000 aggregating specific. Okay? So you take that out of the calculation, and by going to the higher numbers, the higher deductibles, it saves you $56,000. Okay, 66 total, but if you take out that 10 grand for the aggregating specific, which you're probably going to pay anyway, okay, you're probably going to pay that, but I'd rather hold it and pay it when I have to, all right?
Just take one to pay.
That's right, you know, so, but... the difference in the specific deductible going from 50 to 60 saves you $56,000, okay? So for 2015, you had four specific hits. For 2016, you had five. And for 2017, you had four. Okay, so I would expect four this coming year.
One of those is coming off our insurance.
That's right. You know, so there's a possibility that you'll have less than four. Okay, but you're saving 56, so that's nearly six in the hole.
So if we had six, we would have made.
You'd lose $4,000, okay? But if you have four, you save 16. So it just, to me, it just makes sense to go with those higher specific deductible and the higher aggregating specific. It's just, to me, it looks like it makes sense. Okay. So that is my recommendation. One of the things I did want to point out is your current, if you go down to your expected claim liability, your current expected claims liability is basically 1.2, 1,173,000, all right? The renewing carrier was 1,453,000, and you can see what, you know, everybody is somewhere in that 1.5 million range is what they're expecting your claims to be, all right? So you just need to be aware of that. And, you know, whether you actually move money from your general fund over to your claims fund or not, you know, I would suggest that you expect about $1,450,000, $1,500,000, somewhere along in there. Okay, that's just kind of what you need to be thinking about, all right? But again, whether you move it to your claims fund or not is really irrelevant. You just need to know that that's about what every one of these carriers expect you to run, all right? Now, we hope that you do less than that. I mean, that's the plan. And I think we, you know, have a good chance of doing that because we're losing some, you know, one in particular, a very large claimant. But anyway, that's my recommendation. Any questions as it relates to any of that? I mean... I got to be honest with you. I was expecting our renewing carrier to be about our best option, because normally when these new carriers come in, they'll want to put higher specifics on certain individuals, high claimants and stuff like that. But neither QBE or Berkeley did that. So I was real pleased with the QBE numbers. And I mean, I think Zurich North America has done a good job paying our claims, but, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been, you know, talk about all of that and everything, and we've gone back to Zurich and said, "Hey, you're getting beat up on. You know, what do you want to do?" And they said, "No, we're just going to, you know, I think they adjusted their number some, but I have no problems changing stop loss carriers to QBE. I think it makes I think good financial sense."
Trending up in their expectations because we've been trending up in our last.
Well, and it's just cost more. You know, just medical inflation is part of that. You know, it's not as big as what it has been in the past, but, you know, that's at least part of the equation, so.
Sure. Everybody else, just so everybody knows, this is why we talk about making changes to our plan. Because if we see an increase in this year's expected claims of about $1 million, well, I'm going to add the premium cost of stop loss insurance to the expected claims for this year, puts you at $1.9 million. If we really do go from $1.9 million to $2.4 million, golly, that will be a 25% increase in our cost. We need to pray that doesn't happen this year. We can't stomach an increase like that. Okay. Well, just as a reminder to everyone, Steve makes this recommendation. It has nothing to do with any commission he receives. He receives no commission on any of this. He is an unbiased consultant for us. So if you like what Steve is recommending, you need a motion. If you want to discuss it further, please ask your questions.
I'll make that motion.
Would that be a motion to go with option 5 that Steve has recommended?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, so gentlemen and Joyce, that's your recommendation. The motion from Commissioner Riddle is that we increase our specific deductible from 50 to 60 and our aggregating specific deductible to 70 from the current 60, and that we change carriers from Zurich QBE. All right. Any discussion or a second will be appreciated. I'll second. Second by Commissioner Parker. All those in favor of approving this bid to begin the new year, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the point. So, all right, guys, thank you, ladies.
Okay, the only other thing I put on here, and the reason I put it on here, we had 3 weeks in between our meetings, and our friend from the software company that was here, last week, reminded me that we are, you know, we were given, a month of free use, and that would tack on another 3 weeks, and really I think it would have been appropriate that we either give it back to him or that we approve it. We tabled it. So if you're ready, I put this back on the agenda. If you're not ready, you can leave it on there until 2 weeks from today. That's the only other thing I've got on this agenda.
Some of the things they would do.
Would you introduce yourself to me for one who hasn't been out there to meet you?
Okay, I'm Jeff Cates. So I think I know everybody but you. Actually, I know you through my son. So.
Which one's your son?
Daniel Little.
My goodness. Yes.
So.
You must be a good guy.
I don't know. But some of the things that the software allows us to do is start tracking our expenses that we have at the county through our maintenance program and everything. And I've got a few, I just printed off, we've just got our internet working where they start flowing and start working, so we're starting inputting stuff. We don't have a lot of data to pull off of right now. But it allows us to start tracking our expenses, what it costs to do oil changes, and the ones I have we've been doing in the county, the sheriff's cars. And it allows me to start tracking the expenses that we're spending on them. Allows me to track the maintenance that we're doing to them, what has been serviced, what hasn't been serviced, so that we can get the proper service on the vehicles and everything. It allows us to start looking for trends to analyze, because I can go back and look and pull it up, it pulls all of them up, everything's been done through the year on that one particular piece of equipment. And I can start looking for trends. If we start having front end problems continuously on something, it allows me to start looking for a trend and see what's going on. Is it a particular car or all of them? At this point, we can start predicting on some of that. It's broken down into departments, the way we have it set up. So if y'all ever have a question, I can tell you how much money we're spending on any particular vehicle on the phone. You call me, I can look it up, and in just a minute, I can tell you what we're spending on that vehicle. But I've also had it broke down into the sheriff's department and then the road and bridge department, how much we spend. And I can run reports out on that to show you how much we spend weekly, daily, whatever y'all are interested in. So that will help us there. The pro side of it is for the, mainly for the shop. And that's, if we don't know how to do something, we can go into the program rather than carrying it to the dealer and pay the dealer cost to carry it to them, get them to do it and show us how to do it. We can go in there and it's a step-by-step walk to how to do all of the jobs and everything. So it'll save us some time.
It's kind of like an online service man.
It's an online service man, basically, yeah. So, I guess any questions that anybody has, it allows me to track my inventory. Now, we don't keep a large inventory on hand, but we do keep oil filters and everything. So when Tim brings his cars in, we don't want him to wait while we order an oil filter from town. So we keep oil filters, air filters, stuff like that on hand. So we have a small amount of inventory, tires. We keep those on hand in case he runs over something, blows one out, where we can get it changed and get him in and out. This program allowed me to track that. If it wasn't for that, I'd have to go back and look, pull the paperwork out of the file, find out how much that tire cost me when we ordered that last set of tires. And that's how I come up figuring out how much this cost is. But by having this, I can pull it up, put the tire on, it tells me exactly what the cost was at that moment. So, and it'll go out, check prices, like on my oil filters and all my parts that I buy from O'Reilly and Napa. It'll go online and check current prices to see if they're up, down, whatever the price is. It'll post that to you. Any questions? I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Do you know anybody else that uses this kind of system?
Yes. I know Wesley Ricketts out here uses it. Billy Craig uses it. About all of his shops. I know TNT uses it. All your small mechanic shops are running this. Smith County down here, they're running it. They've been on this program in Smith County for 10 years. I talked to Ken, the maintenance superintendent down there. He's the one who kind of guided me this direction on this program. And he has 600 pieces of equipment, 15 precincts that he runs. And this is the program he chose. He said it was the most economical program he could find to do what he was wanting to do. So I kind of went with his guidance on that, and then I talked to some of the locals around here on what they were running and everything. So, any other questions?
Yeah, I mean, you think it'll cost time and money to enter this in the computer?
It will take a small amount of time.
It costs a small amount.
Oh, a minute, 2 minutes to enter a job. I can type it. I typed a job in this morning. I'm guessing a minute or so.
Wait a minute. You're making out a work order as a mechanic does the work.
Yes.
Right again? You have a work order.
Yes.
Accounting for the time to do the job.
Okay.
So when you get through with the work order, you've got to go put it in the computer. Enter all this stuff.
Correct. That's the process we're on right now. exactly right. I didn't have a paperwork order that we fill out. And then I have this that I'll have to enter in. This, when I'm done, will print out a work order. So I can, as we get this established and running, if we do, we could actually eliminate some paperwork by going strictly to this. This will print it all out and I'll send copies out there.
You send a copy to who?
Well, the sheriff gets a copy of his and y'all get a copy of him. So, it goes to the county department. So rather than having the handwritten work orders, this could replace everything.
In other words, now we have a flat fee that we charge each.
Yeah, and it's still.
And now we're gonna have it specifically done, but it's gonna cost us a little extra money.
There's still gonna be a flat fee. There's still a flat fee.
And this system for 600, first of all, I'd like to request that we get some other check.
Okay.
Six hundred pieces of equipment. I mean, you think that we'll have that many trends? I mean, like Mr. McGonaghy or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The judge who said that engine, Cummins engine, L13 or whatever it is now. I work for a large trucking company and we can tell you that Cummins engine will cause you what you said on the computer, the system you've got.
Yeah.
But we had 340 trucks, so we know. Now, Mr. McConaughey, he probably don't have two. He knows about that L10 engine or whatever it is coming.
Yes.
The point is, I don't think we've got that much equipment on heartbeat that we can tell a trend, the front engine going out. I know Jim's already told me they're having trouble with one of those Dodge Rams or whatever it was, and stuff like that. I mean, we're a small outfit. I don't think we need this kind of sophistication in the system. And I told you that I think it's a waste of money, but I guarantee you this commissioner's court, wasted money is not their objective. They want to spend a story how good they're doing something. Not that I'm telling you I think it'd be a mistake. I wish you'd get other bids. There's 100 bids. I get bids right now. I get information mail. I closed my trucking company in 2008. And I get bids right now. I want to sell me some kind of program. They got programs. I know I've had 100 in the last 2 years. And I'd like you to prepare another one. Not prepare for the 200 or 600 pieces of equipment.
Right.
Before you make the judgment, this is $5,000 plus the extra labor is going to cost somebody to trend it out. So you're talking about, you know, this. And it's just, I don't think it's necessary. You've got X amount of trucks. But you think you're going to get a bullhack? You can get a bullhack. What are you going to leave? Some of this equipment we've got is just, you can get a whole lot. You can get a motorator. We got Hope, we got Caterpillar, we got U-Haul. All the forklift, all the backhoes that way, and I promise you, you can get online and get a manual from those vendors that do U-Haul. And to pay for this, I think, would be just a way to the taxpayers' money. Because, of course, we've increased our tax rate by nearly 40% in the last 6 years since we started moving on. I'll guess a little more. We don't look for savings. I don't think it will save us a dime or help us do a better job of maintenance in the small operation that we have, the two mechanics. And I really just can't see. And I know it would be nice, real nice to have something like this. And I agree with you. But I don't think that it's a necessary item. In other words, you have to separate wants from needs. And I don't think it's a need. I think it's a want.
Jeff, how does the data get backed up once you enter that in there? The majority of it's going to be stored right there on that computer.
Yeah.
Rather than uploaded to the cloud, basically, I assume.
Right, it's stored on the computer.
Okay. Do y'all have any kind of backup system out there?
Well, at this time, we don't know. We don't have no backup.
Okay.
It's on that computer.
You sure want to, you know, find out, I mean, not only for this, but anything else you got out there.
Right.
Y'all aren't tied to our network. We need to get your system backed up. So let's remember to get Tabro to figure out some kind of online backup system that would automatically back up your data.
And even if you didn't do an online, you just done a local tape backup or something, you know, just some way to back it up.
Well, if your place burned down, I want it to be safe too. Right. Not burn up your backup tapes.
Yeah. this, and I had checked on some of them. One of them that I called is close to the same price. The difference is this company, and the reason that all the local businesses are running this company, is they have a representative that lives in Longview. And I can call him. He'll be down here. Matter of fact, he's coming this afternoon to help get some, keep helping to get this set up and help to get some of the stuff, like the equipment and stuff set up in it. The other companies that we called, I think the cheapest one I called, they were $30 for every time you call tech support. So you pay for every bit of help you get from them. So if you have any trouble, there's a fee for that charge. And one of the companies I called was out of Las Vegas, involved. There's nobody in Texas. When you call them, you call Las Vegas, it costs $30 a call. So we felt like everybody I talked to, like I talked to Wesley Griffith out down the road from us, and Wesley said it turned into a large expense. If you have to call them two or three times, you know, it just starts eating into your money. So.
So our tech support guy told us he'd come out my charges, or?
Right. This program has no charge on it. We can call tech support anytime we want. It's no charge. I can call them every day if we want to. And there is no charge on this program here. That's all included.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you can look at small or large or whatever. In the long run, to me, it's still a pay for itself. It's definitely going to help the sheriff's department, different departments keep up with their expenses and what's going on.
And the new cars are coming out. They're more and more sophisticated as the sheriff gets new cars. Now, our equipment is not as, it's not changing as fast as just like the cars, the sheriff's cars and stuff. If you don't have a program like this to help you, you're pretty much tied to the dealer because there's just no way. I mean, they don't even have dipsticks on transmissions anymore. You can't check the oil. If you don't have something to tell you, have the proper procedure to go in and check the oil on transmission or transfer case or something, you're going to burn one up. If you burn one up, you pay for the programs that year. You know, if you can save one from burning up.
How do you check your oil?
On the chargers, you have to put it on a lid. You're supposed to get the oil temperature, not the car temperature, not the engine temperature. It comes up to a certain level. Once it reaches that level, you have to read it off the computer. Once it reaches that level, there's a plug on the side that you have to pull out. It's supposed to have oil level up to that plug.
Engine oil or transmission?
Transmission oil.
Okay.
You want engine oil, is there a readout?
Engine oil, there's a dipstick on the engine. But on the transmission, there is no dipstick on them anymore. As a matter of fact, the Durangos, they don't even have the chargers still have the slot for the dipstick. They don't have a dipstick in them. It's just plugged off. The Durangos only have that. So, it's just more the sophistication of the cars, you know, they're changing every day. And without some kind of program like this to help you and tell you what to do, you're tied to the dealer. We called the Dodge House. The Dodge House told us that we had to check the old $70, bring it out to them. And when we had this program for a trial run, we went in and told us how to do it.
It's checking out of it.
Yeah.
But you still got to have a piece of equipment to check it. In other words, let me give you an example. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
TNT, a couple of guys in the finance had a good career or something.
Right.
My Dodge is 190,000 miles. I had a problem with it at about 100,000 miles. I go down to see TNT. They got that little handheld computer like we have, I think.
Right.
And they looked at it and a couple of times and they said, you're going to take this to the Dodge house. I went to the Dodge house. That's one time. We got that many trucks. In all these years, now this program ain't something you hook up to the car, the truck,
no,
and tell you what's wrong with it. So the diagnostics and stuff is not, like, I think that's what they call that computer,
yeah,
that's the Dodge House, and they charge me $70.
But now this program will hook up to my diagnostics program.
We got a diagnostic program too?
Yeah, I have a handheld like you're talking about.
I
can plug my code reader into the car. Read the codes. I can plug it into this program. This program will walk you through everything that you need to get through.
Well, everything you said is great. But I can tell you, I can't even think of maybe one or twice a month you're going to have a problem. Nobody does. The variety of equipment that we have.
Same.
You sheriff's car and the five or six dump trucks.
Right.
Hopefully, I think probably this good dump truck for our size, our, so that's it. And I just think that that's the reason that you say it, and all you say is good, but I think one, I'll assure you, I'm sort of like these claims. You're talking about once or twice or three times a month, you'll use this piece of equipment. And it costs us $4,800 a year or $5,000, whatever. But I just want to make sure that the diagnostic.
Yes.
If we had a tool, would they get there, they wouldn't sell it to us for checking the hole, wouldn't they?
No. Well, we was trying, when we started checking through the cars, trying to get the cars up, we called the Dodge House, but they sell a tool to do that on the Chargers. The Dodge House, it's a dealer-only item, they will not sell it to us. They wouldn't even tell us that there was another procedure that we could go through to check the oil on it. They wouldn't share any information at all with us because it was a dealer-only item. But this program here tells you how it walks you through everything how to do it. Like I said, if you can save one transmission or one transfer case, you can pretty much cover the cost of this program. That's just on the mechanical side. We're covering, this has got the management side that we track how much we're spending, the cost and all the other things. How many times the car is being in, if it's coming in the same volumes, all that's just added to it. I think it's a really good program. I recommend it. It's been good for me. It's easy to track, it's easy to use. So like I said, it'll help us on our inventory calls. Right now we just go out and count on the shelf how much we have. We don't have a clue what we have on our inventory. We need to know what we have on hand. So I think it'll help us on our inventory costs as well. So.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else have a question for Jeff?
See, there's still one thing about this way we're doing this that confuses me. Because you won't check cost. But when you've got two mechanics out there that's there regardless if they're getting paid to do 50 cars or they do none, they still make the same money. So I'm still kind of confused on how we're going to actually get an accurate cost on what our stuff is other than just the parts cost.
I think what track costs like a year, you know, we'll get some more accurate hourly rates to charge. You know, right now we're getting $35 an hour. If I think it's gonna take a year for us to figure out what our rate needs to do. So the shop basically breaks in.
Right here, I mean it's showing like 7432 for an oil change. Showing a rate of $35, but I mean that money is pulling out of my budget. I mean, and it's just going back into another budget. And it all comes out in the same pot, so I'm still kind of confused on how we're going to do it. I think it's cheaper to do it all at the shop. I mean, instead of having to send it to the Dodge House. But I mean, I don't think we can get the straight. straighten me out, because I've had some good hits already this year. As we know, you know, two, and, you know, it comes out of my budget, and then goes back into another budget, and I might have to ask for more money when it goes out. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's kind of confusing, I think, how we even get an accurate account, since we have two full-time.
I think that it takes 2 years to get an accurate rate.
Yeah. But I mean, the system, it does seem like it's kind of like a nature key. I mean, it's a good system, there's no doubt about it. It's a nice, it's a catalog system. But, I mean, it's, you know, I haven't looked at it enough to know if it's gonna be worth just about getting. But it definitely will help in the beginning, that's for sure. And it is a nice system.
So you're basically saying, check the budget copies, and would it be feasible to go out, try to dig this out? Yeah.
Do what then?
You said you looked at other systems?
I did, yes, systems. Yes, I did.
For the price?
Yeah, and there's some of it's a little cheaper, but like I said, when there's no tech support or no support what comes with them, that you pay for all the support, and we figured if we had to have support, and if this, the price comes back, you're back spending $20 on these yards. So, I'll be happy to go find more systems if y'all want to look at more systems.
And I promise you, any system you get, you're gonna have to have tech support. I mean, yeah. Any program we want to tech up for, you always have to have some tech support.
And one of the good things about this one is knowing somebody that's already running in an accounting situation, I can call Daniel, who's my representative for this company. I can call him. He can find out exactly how they set it up to work for them at Smith County. We can kind of tag off some of that and save us a little time and trouble setting everything up by tagging on with what they've already done, what they're doing. Now, everything they do may not fit for Tyler's County, so we may want to do something a little different, but it helps to have that already built and running, so.
Well, the tech support we get is that comes with the program.
That comes with the program. And the cost of the program is the pro side, as they call it, the bundle that comes with the pro side and everything. The pro side is the shop side. Gives you all the information on all the vehicles and everything. It's $229. The management side of the program is only $135. So, and that's the total cost. So the total bundle is $364. For the total bundle. And I just felt like it was for $135, I think there's well worth $135 in my opinion to have this type of program to help us track some of this stuff.
I thought you said $364.
It's, the total bundle is $364.
Not $135.
No, but the management side of it is $135. So
taxpayer, what are they on?
They don't pay $364.
Oh, the Jews we're good at that. Well, I'd have to look like this will help save time. Save what?
It will save some time.
Somebody's got to have the time to put it in the computer. Somebody's got to have time to put it up on the computer. We're talking about once every month, 2 months, to make $364. I think there's other sources. I don't know how to price that enough.
20, maybe that issue, but that's...
How about 40?
And the bar, I'm going back, would you have 25?
Oh, I have my transports.
No.
You're ready, there's about 35 whole cars.
Well, I guess mine would be close to that, would be...
The errors and the errors.
County investigator has and all of that stuff, I mean...
You want that 35?
35, somewhere in there.
I was making a spare, we have two spares out there for the jail.
And they're under warranty for 100,000 miles, most cases, and about that much, or we get rid of them before that, so it's just, again...
We've got part of you over 100,000. Well, I'll say part of you, we've got some over 100,000, which is part of...
Some of the spares and some of the jails, yeah, because we get this thing, I think that were 100,000. Of course, it does have to get, make sure we get all the service work that's required, so we, you know, meet all the warranty requirements.
Yeah, if you don't get the right service work done, you're not gonna get the warranty. So, that's how they pull it. Well, I think the future vehicles and stuff are gonna be just exactly what you're talking about. Unless you have something like this, and get technical help and stuff like this, you're not gonna be able to work on those vehicles. You can work on them, but you're not... It's just getting tougher and tougher. I know, I already started thinking about working on them now. I used to do a lot of work, do that, just technology, computers, and all this stuff. You can go ahead and give some check here a little bit, like you said, $70, and that's just to get it.
Yeah, put up the...
You see, put up $70. I truly think it will pay for itself. Well, I do, I think the benefits of it will outweigh, you know, it is a one-year contract we signed up, but after 1 year, if it's not paid for itself, I mean, we always have the option to go out. We have 60 days that we can drop the program, so...
30 days of money?
30 days we can drop it out. Well, and Daniel said he was gonna try to call, he knows we have to get a vote here on this, so I talked to Daniel, my representative, he told me he was gonna try to do some extension on that, because we had trouble with the internet, y'all couldn't install it without the internet, we